Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, iOS 14.5 Beta 3 is now rolling out to registered developers. iOS 14.5 packs a variety of new features, including the ability to unlock your iPhone using Apple Watch. This week's release of the third beta makes further refinements to the new changes and features. One of the new features introduced with iOS 14.5 Beta 1 was the ability to change the default music player used for Siri commands, similar to what's already available on the HomePod. This option was mysteriously removed from Beta 2, but Apple has now re-enabled it with the release of iOS 14.5 Beta 3. So when you ask Siri to play a song for the first time after installing Beta 3, Siri will ask you which app you want to use to listen to music. After you tap one of the options, it will become the default for the next command. This works with apps such as Spotify, Pandora, and Apple Music. We don't know why Apple removed this feature from the second beta of iOS 14.5, but it's back with Beta 3. Whether or not it sticks around for future betas and for the eventual public release remains to be seen. The third beta of iOS 14.5 also enables a new Items tab in the Find My application, which will allow users to track the rumored AirTags and third-party accessories. 9to5Mac reported in November that Apple had begun adding support for AirTags and other tracking accessories with iOS 14.3. iOS 14.5 continues that work, and the Items tab now comes enabled by default in the Find My app, which suggests that Apple could be close to launching its Find My network to allow users to track AirTags and other objects. When opening the Find My application for the first time in iOS 14.5, users will see a new welcome screen showing them what's new in the application. This includes support for tracking accessories, improved notifications, and the Find My network. What's important to keep in mind here, though, is that in addition to AirTags, Apple announced at WWDC last year that third-party tracking accessories can also be integrated into the Find My network and into the Find My application. Theoretically, this means that companies such as Tile can make their item trackers work with the Find My network with support for offline tracking, similar to Apple devices. Some of the Beats headphones will also be compatible with the Find My application, as will a pair of Belkin headphones. Recent rumors have suggested that Apple could announce and release AirTags in March, so it makes sense to see the company getting iOS 14.5 ready for this upcoming product. One of the final changes in iOS 14.5 Beta 3 is new evidence of looming support for Apple Card family sharing. The first evidence of this appeared in the first beta of iOS 14.5, and Apple continues to work on the feature. Once this feature is launched, Apple Card users will be able to share the same Apple Card with other family members through iCloud family sharing. 9to5Mac has also now discovered that Apple Card users will be able to choose between two different types of sharing. The first is referred to as allow spending only, which will give other users the ability to spend with the Apple Card, but not access to the total balance, settings, and transaction history. The second option is something called Become Co-Owners. This will mean the wallet app allows the other user to have their own credit score reported to the credit bureaus instead of sharing the same credit score. In this situation, the invited user will have to provide their own social security number to Goldman Sachs to enable credit reporting. Apple has not confirmed that it is working on Apple Card Family, but the code in iOS 14.5 strongly indicates that the feature will likely be announced very soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.